The reading comes from Micah chapter 5, verses 2 to 5, and you'll find that on page 933. Micah chapter 5. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will securely live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for that this will be your word to us this morning and to be filled with your peace and joy this Christmas. Amen.
Amen.
Well, in Scotland, many years ago, the pastor of a small village church was visited by one of his deacons before the service that Sunday morning. As the pastor brought some coffee for them to share, he could tell by the deacon's demeanour that something was weighing heavily upon him. Finally, the deacon spoke. "I've come to meet you as there's something that me and the other deacons have been talking about that we want you to consider. There must be something wrong with your preaching and your ministry. There's only been one person added to our church in a whole year, and he's only a boy." What a way for this pastor to start his Sunday morning. The minister went into the pulpit that day with a grieved and heavy heart. After the service, he wished to be alone and lingered in the church after everyone else had left, so he could pray. He cried out to God, asking why his efforts seemed to have been in vain, despite him doing his best for God and living a holy life before him. After a while of pouring out his heart to God, he became conscious that he was not alone. He looked up and he saw it was the boy, Robert, who had become a Christian in the last year. This boy was 4 years old. The pastor asked him, "Well, Robert, what is it?" Robert replied, "Do you think if I worked hard for an education, I could ever become a preacher? Perhaps a missionary?" There was a long pause, and tears filled the eyes of the old minister. And at length he said, "This heals the ache within my heart. Robert, I see God's hand at work. Yes, I think you will become a preacher." The boy was called Robert Moffat. Robert became the most well-known missionary to Africa in the 19th century, spending over 50 years in the regions that we now know as South Africa, Botswana, Zimbabwe, and Mozambique. He translated the Bible into one of the main tribal languages. He persuaded David Livingstone to go to Africa instead of China, and Livingstone married one of Robert's 10 children. And five of those children remained in Africa after Robert's death as missionaries, and one of his grandchildren became Prime Minister of Southern Rhodesia. Countless people came to faith and were impacted through his gospel ministry in Africa. And this all started with him as a four-year-old giving his life to Jesus in a church with a very discouraged pastor. The Bible in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10, warns us not to despise the day of small things. Now, reading this morning from Micah chapter 5 tells us why we should not despise the day of small things. Micah prophesied over 700 years before Jesus came. He prophesied about Bethlehem. Bethlehem Ephrathah. That word Ephrathah is Hebrew. It means fertile. It was the district in which Bethlehem was situated. It was known as the breadbasket of Israel. It was where Ruth and Naomi returned to after their time in Moab, and Ruth, a Moabitess, they were very poor and she gleaned in the fields belonging to Boaz, who became her kinsman redeemer. And they married, and their son was called Jesse. And Jesse had his house in Bethlehem, and David was born in that house in Bethlehem. The interesting thing is that under King David's grandson, King Rehoboam of Judah, Bethlehem was built up to become one of the fortified cities of Judah with a wall around it, and it grew to a significant size. And when Micah prophesied 700 years before Christ, the city of Bethlehem would still have been significant as a fortress city. But after the invasion from Babylon and the Assyrians, the walls became broken down. It became a small